You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Listeners, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And we have an Ask Us Anything episode. We are doing these every Monday now. You can participate. Go to thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner is a red button that says Ask TFV. And yeah, we'll answer your question. And I know Annette and I are, if we get a lot of DMs and emails wanting advice and opinions.
We've been doing it for years, and we're like, wait a second. There are so many questions, and some of them are so amazing. We need to share this with everyone, not just the person asking it, because almost all of the questions that we get pertain to all hosts in some way, shape, or form. We're actually really excited about this episode. This episode can be a moneymaker for you, so please stick around to the end. This lovely listener, Brandy, she actually gave us one whole question, but two separate parts. So we're going to break it down into two separate parts, but please give it a listen. And we guarantee there is a money maker in this episode for you. So let's get into it. Sarah.
Hey ladies. Okay. I have lots of questions, but maybe I'll send these in like one at a time. My first question I think is, do you have a favorite or a go-to tried and true outdoor Wi-Fi lock, or one that's like done via, what is it, Z-Wave or Bluetooth? I'm really looking for something that I could hopefully do through Wi-Fi. Probably not Bluetooth, because then you have to be somewhat near it for an outdoor lock. Okay, that's my first question.
We're going to pause, Brandy. Brandy, thank you so much for that. Do we have a favorite outdoor Wi-Fi-enabled lock? And let me tell you, listeners, I've gone through my fair share of locks.
Here's, just like I've gone through my fair share of boyfriends. Just joking.
It's a different kind of podcast. <isn't>
Anyways.
Oh man, you date men. I'm dating locks right now. So I'll tell you the ones that I don't like, because some of you listeners might be shopping for locks. And if you have these locks, it's not that you can't use them. It's just they gave me too many headaches, and I'm trying
and
to
you
like...
And you have to share that. Yeah. We have to share that with you.
Yeah. Because
so,
I'm trying to like... I'm sure you have a saying for it, but like when something takes up, it happens three times and it's like an issue, like we got to get rid of it. We got to move on. And if that means selling a lock and buying another one, I'm here for it. That's my personality. And it's, I need to move on, right? Pivot, move on. Okay. The lock that I don't like, everyone, is the August lock. The August lock is the bane of my existence. The reason I fell in love with it is because it used to integrate with, it might still, Airbnb. And so it was a great option, you know, several years back, when Airbnb was number one, the only channel we leveraged. And it was a great introduction to automating locks with the guest reservation, except it rarely did it well. And it, sometimes like you'd go to program a code and it wouldn't program the code and you'd have to like restart it. Customer service is also not great. So don't get an August lock. I also don't love the Nest lock. Now, if it's for your home, I actually do like the Nest lock. But if it's for your short-term rental and you want to get team members to help you or you want to scale, it's not going to be a great lock to scale with, in my experience, because now it connects with Google Home and you can only have so many quote-unquote home members on it. Mm-hmm. So that's also limiting because we're over here trying to grow and scale. So I don't like the Nest lock either. And then this lock, I'm probably going to get some feedback from listeners, which is great. We welcome that. But I actually don't really love the Schlage Encode. It's a very popular lock in our industry because it is Z-Wave and it's Wi-Fi enabled and it's really easy to program guest codes. But it has that same problem that August had where sometimes I go to enter a code in and it won't save it. And I'm panicking because a guest is checking in a couple hours and I go to try the app again. It's not working. And it's like, what the heck? So that's an issue. And also, there are some softwares out there, listeners, that are short-term rental savvy, vacation rental savvy, apartment building savvy. Mm-hmm. And as you grow, you might want to tap into these softwares. Two of them are Remote Lock and Point Central. And they don't work with the Schlage on code. So if you're ever thinking of, and what those companies do for you is, again, help you tie into a guest reservation. So it is hands-free. Like, you do not have to set guest codes. Every guest code
is super safe. There's redundancy.
Is new, a 6-digit code, and it only works for literally the moment the reservation starts and ends the moment the reservation ends. So it's really nice hands-off approach. There's also lots of fun things you could do. If you're, maybe you're in a metro market or you are quote-unquote, they call them corporate rentals, but whatever. If you are leasing out rentals in an apartment building, like, these are nice because they can have a common door, have the same code for your guest as, you know, apartment one. And then guest staying in apartment two has a common door code, but it's different than apartment one's common door code. Yep. So it's in depth, if you will. But the on code does not work with these softwares. So there's that. Let's get to what I do like.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say.
Like, Sarah, stop talking about the negative stuff.
What's the tried and true? By the way, this is probably a quote you're thinking of. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, shame on both of us. So that means you and the lock. So get
the
rid of
lock,
it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But give us the tried and true.
Okay, here's the lock that I like. I like the Yale Assure Lock touchscreen.
A-S-S-U-R-E. Right?
A-S. I was like, why are you spelling that word?
We'll make sure.
Assure.
We'll make sure that it is linked in the show notes also.
It does work with both Point Central and Remote Lock if you are thinking about leveraging those softwares. It does work with other smart home technology, so you can still program it and control it from your phone. And they're pretty. I know a lot of us these days are really into the whole black thing, like a matte black or a satin black color. But if you like black versus like a oil rub bronze or a polished nickel, they have black and it's really pretty. And here, I'll give you this tip too, and we're going to talk more about this, but they have a keyed version where, yes, it's a smart lock. Yes, it's a keypad, but there's also a key in it. And we're going to talk more about that as we move on through Brandy's question.
We would, again, be doing you a disservice if we did not tell you this. Brandy and every single listener, yes, we want you to have a smart lock, but you have to have a backup physical key on property, very nearby. So that the guest, if there is any issue with Wi-Fi, maybe they just can't figure out the smart lock. You need to have a lock nearby that they can access 24/7, rain, sleet, snow, shine. You have to have that super nearby. So please, you will save yourself a ton of time, heartache, and help a guest out. This is, again, we say this all the time. It's not if, it's when this happens.
Yeah.
When your guest is going to need that backup key.
I was going to always tell this story, but I'll tell it now. So this is not very long ago. So Miss Experienced Sarah, just failing fast. I had a smart lock on a door and it did not have a key.
It was not smart.
It was smart, but it wasn't smart.
You weren't smart.
It had like a juice power uppery thing. Like if the battery died, you could put like a 9-volt to it and it was supposed to re-energize, but sure didn't have a 9-volt nearby. But even more importantly, it was, of course, the smart lock died on Christmas Day. My guest
and always on Christmas Day. By the way,
my guest was in his shorts. You know, we are in Columbus, Ohio, so he's walking his dog in his shorts for a quick, you know, take the dog out for a quick pee.
Potty. He had to go potty.
The lock died at that exact moment. Okay, you guys, Christmas morning, my inspector frantically called me. She was like, I don't know how to solve this without you. You need to come help me. And I went to the property. Didn't grab a 9-volt. Why I didn't do that, I don't know. But could not find I didn't have a key for it. So we tried to call. It was a building. So we tried to call other guests on Christmas Day. Like, how terrible is that? It was terrible. So I learned that lesson the hard way. Make sure you get your smart lock has a key option. And then, listeners, here's your next tip. When Annette says, store the key nearby. We saw some other hosts do this and we thought it was brilliant. They mounted a lockbox to the door jamb.
And you put emergency, like you can, you know, have a label that says emergency lock because you don't want guests going straight to that.
Right.
But it is right there.
If you put it on a door handle, sometimes guests will think, even though you tell them it's a smart lock, like they're on vacation brain, right? And they're going to go for the lockbox. So if you're hanging it from the handle, definitely put a label on it that says, you know, emergency backup on it. If you put it on your door jamb, it's less of a your brain doesn't go there. Like that's how you get into the home. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like that option, or on the wall up right outside of it, or if there's a railing nearby. But just that way, if you're messaging the guest or talking to the guest,
you're like, oh, I've got you. Here's
easily direct them because they're already flustered. So if you're like, it's the third grassy knoll to the left, like they don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They want to find that key fast because they can't get in. They just want to get in. So
yeah, you definitely. So take that lesson learned. And then also you got to have a key on you, on your, you know.
There's a key on property and there's
a key
on
off
you.
Property. Yeah, so you've got multiple keys here. But
get back up here, back up.
Great question. And again, we'll make sure to link to that lock.
Yeah. You ready?
Let's do it.
My second question as it relates to locks is, do you have one that you like for indoors? So let's say you're going to section off your house and during the week you only want like one of the rooms to be available, or you want to have like basically two different listings for one house because it has multiple rooms and you can do that. So what lock do you recommend for indoor and trying to set that up? Would it be the same lock, like a Yale, or how do you say that, Slage, or is it completely different? And the reason I'm asking is I like the idea of those locks so that you can set your short-term rental up as like two different listings, or maybe even three different listings based on the person looking for the house, what they need, how many bedrooms. And then also finally, my last thing is there any reason why you wouldn't use these locks indoors? For example, like if you were going to allow someone to use it and use the lock, so that way maybe like if they had like, I'm just trying to think why someone would need it and want to use the lock. But like, is it possible that someone can get locked in or locked out? Like if it's a child or a infant napping or something, I'm trying to think of a reason why you wouldn't use those inside a house. The only thing I think is like if electricity went out or Wi-Fi went down and you couldn't get a child out. That's what I'm thinking of on the inside locks, as if like a child could not get out. And would the lock still work if it was Wi-Fi went down?
Brandy,
good question.
Such good questions. Do you want to talk about?
Yes. We want to first focus on, we did a whole episode. We want you to please go back and listen to it if you haven't. It is episode 165. It is from late May 2022. And it is double your bookings with this STR listing strategy. And we have gotten so much feedback from this episode that people have taken our advice in this and they are making it happen. And so we're just going to, you know, we're going to leave you hanging with that one. Go listen to that episode.
But that's your money maker.
That is the money maker. It's a way to have.
It's exactly what Brandy's talking about.
To multiple listings under one roof and not having it be a multifamily.
So. We're not talking hostel style. Like by hostel, I mean, you know, where people just rent a room out and right. There's common spaces. It's different products that you can link to each other and just get more exposure on the listings sites ethically.
But a larger and smaller listing. So your 4-bedroom home could turn into a 3-bedroom and then to a 2-bedroom and then a 1. So please go listen to that and you can change the setup of your home. You can change all the pricing of your home. That way you're catering to more potential guests that are looking for the pricing and the exact amount of guests that they need during their stay. And this is really good for like off season, shoulder seasons, during the week, for instance. That's when this was really popular for us. So dig into that episode.
Yeah. And digging deeper in that episode, which we didn't do probably too much because of the other content, but the lock situation, what lock? And Brandy asks a good question. Do I need to be careful at which lock I pick so that we don't have a situation where someone is stuck in a room? And Brandy, absolutely. I will tell you another story. This is not my story, thank goodness. But I have a friend who is a host and she put, you know, those doorknobs that have the keypad is on the doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she put it on a basement so that guests, you know, she could lock it off. But if she needed guests to go down there, like, I don't know, maybe a circuit
right.
trip
could
or
still
something.
Get in.
Yeah. They still can get it easy. A guest did that. They went down to the electrical panel and they closed the door behind them and it locked them down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How'd they get out?
Well, and he was by himself, too. So he didn't have no way to call her.
Well, wait. How did he get out? Broke the door down?
I actually don't even know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe he was staying with someone. Someone finally came back. I don't know. But regardless, we don't want that to happen, right? Okay.
So, yeah. Let's give this lock.
Yes.
That we'll be able to have a key and...
So it's the same advice. Make sure whatever key you get or lock you get, it has a keyed component. And for this lock, I don't think you need to go smart lock route. You can just do the keypad route. And they are battery operated, but they will... Well, I think most all of them have the like option to recharge it with like a 9-volt. But again, I would have a key component. Let's just go old school. Keys have always worked. Let's just stay with it and have a backup key. Very, very nearby, easy to find, so that if there's ever an issue with our first backup, which is the 9-volt recharge, you can unlock it with a key. But I don't think you need to go smart lock. Brandy, save yourself some money. Here are the locks that I like. I like the Schlage B as in boy, E as in Edward 365, and that is the keyed version. And they have two different styles. They have Plymouth, which is a square look, so it's a little bit more modern. And then there's the Camelot, and it has kind of like a beveled... They have beveled corners, so a little bit more of a traditional look.
Okay, BE365, Schlage. And who can commiserate with Brandy on like...
How to say it?
Why did they name their company that? Schlage. They have great product. Well, everyone's like Schlage, Schlage.
Last name.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, whoever. It's probably I'm paying great. Homage to. Okay, the next one, there's another version though,
yeah,
that
so
we
this
recommend.
Version is F as in Francis. Well, okay. See, we always use men's name with that. So also Francis.
Francis can be a girl's name.
Francis and Edwina. For FE695. Now, that is not a keyed version, but it does have that 9-volt boost on it. So you could put a 9-volt battery in a lockbox super nearby. Just get the key one. Mm-hmm. But that one's nice too. So there you have it. We like the Schlage keypads for the indoor doors. And we like the Yale Assure Lock touchscreen for your exterior doors. They've been working for us for... almost 2 years now, and I don't hate them. So that's
well. Also,
a lot.
Let's put the lockbox in the show notes too.
Oh yeah,
we should. We'll do that. We'll put the lockbox.
Yeah,
in the show
I
notes
have two
also.
That I like, and I found that I really like that mounts to that door jamb, which is so, and it has this little cover that goes over it.
Yeah, it's sleek.
It's very sleek. And okay. Again, I don't think guests have not yet confused that with like, oh, I'm supposed to take this thing off and like.
It is really handy. It's like right there. It's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll link to that too.
And listen to episode 165.
To make yourself some money.
All right. Let us know your thoughts. Again, ask us all the things. We're here for you.
Yeah. Participate. Please go to thanksforvisiting.me. Find the red button in the upper right-hand corner. Ask us your question. Ask us anything regarding short-term rentals or business growth.
I don't know. Or ask us something off the wall. It might be fun.
That could be fun. I guess we only publish it if it's
right
safe. So, okay. With that, I am Sarah Caracane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you later this week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.